This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
All right, well, let's kind of tweak this a little bit. And knowing this and people wanting to start to implement this stuff, Brent, what are maybe the one, two things that are the biggest challenges, or what, whenever you've seen companies trying to start to do this, what's the biggest challenge or biggest mistakes that they tend to make that you would help our people to avoid?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge, honestly, is just not, once people start using these questions and they see the level of energy and the shift in the conversation, as you said, it's like, once you start asking these questions, your buyers say, oh, they care about me. They're trying to understand. They're interested in a more successful future. So I think the biggest challenges are just kind of in our mind. No, really, I just need to tell them about my product. Or no, really, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I just need to tell them that again. Or it's fear-based, right? As people will say, well, I already know my product pitch. So if I pitch my product, I know exactly what's going to happen in the meeting. Whereas if I start asking questions, I don't know where they're going to go. And so I think it's a mindset shift that, hey, if you make it about your buyer and your buyer's more successful future, honestly, you will close more deals quicker and you will enjoy your work. And you just have to make a couple of simple adjustments to come back to your buyer's why.
Yeah.
Your buyer's why, your buyer's peers, your buyer's actions. Make it about your buyer and not about yourself.
And the curious thing is, you can do this, anything that you want to say, figure out how to ask that in a question. So yep. It's no longer what you're telling them, it's what you're asking them. Because if it's an NO, when would you like to know that? When would you like to KNOW that? If it's a no, I want to know as quickly as possible so I can move on. And by the way, if it's a no and you know it, but they don't yet, reveal that to them, disqualify them, and they're going to become your biggest advocate because they've never had a salesperson, or rarely have had a salesperson, be that open and honest with you. And they're now going to be the biggest evangelist for you, and you're going to get all kinds of introductions from them. So, I mean, absolutely do what Brent's telling you here.
Yeah, two things to pick up on. I love the expression, telling is not selling.
Yeah.
Right. Our brains are wired. And there's a great book called The Transparency Sale by Todd Capone.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. Where he reviews his research that our brains are wired to resist being told. So to your point, if you just say it as a question and you guide the buyer to the same thing, now you've got their buy-in. So telling is not selling. Flip it into a question. The second thing is the reason to do this is you will instantly differentiate yourself from 80 to 90% of sellers out there, right? And you will build more trust and more credibility, be a trusted advisor, have better conversations with people, and you'll make more money quicker.
Do you think it's that bad, 80 to 90% are not doing this?
We rarely show up, and we work with teams at all stages of growth and all stages of success, rarely show up where there are many people that are doing really good discovery. They all say they are, but most of them have very superficial questions that aren't really getting to, it's a prelude to a product pitch. So yeah, maybe it's not that bad. I would just say that, we've had a decade, right? I mean, Todd's book kicked off, there were one of your questions in the interviews was kind of like resources.
Right.
I mean, Todd's book kicked off like that transparency sale, I think it was 2018. Then there was a book by a marketing guy. I'm actually going to just pull up the name. Marcus Sheridan, that says they ask you answer. Andy Paul's coming out with a book called Sell Without Selling Out.
I have a great colleague,
Carol Mahoney, called Buyers First. So it really was in 2018 that this set of resources started to come together about putting our buyers first. And as you say, it's like none of this stuff is revolutionary, but we have been trained to lead with our product, lead with positioning, control the sale, build your close band. We have been trained for a decade to be in charge.
Yeah.
and we're no longer in charge. So most people have been trained the wrong way. So there's a huge opportunity to make simple adjustments, to make it clear to your buyer that you're anchored on them and their success, differentiate yourself, be more successful, make more money, enjoy your conversations a lot more because you don't have conflict with your buyer. It's about finding fit.
Absolutely. So I just saw Carol's putting some early release stuff out on her new book. And then Todd Capone, if you want to check him out, he's on episode 36. So you can go in the Wayback Machine there. And he has a new book dropping in July. So likely whenever this is coming out, called the Transparency Sales Manager. So definitely grab his stuff with the Revenue Acceleration Playbook with Brent. Couldn't agree with you anymore on all of this stuff. So love it, love it, love it. All right. So how about, and I think that you started hitting on it a little bit, but what are maybe some suggestions that you would look for in hiring this type of salesperson or transforming this type of salesperson, whether it's around talent or how to sell this way or scaling a business where all is doing this way? Why don't you pick one thing of the best suggestions that you might have of bringing this together?
Yeah, I think for hiring, and you can also do this in training people. Honestly, I think building a testing for a learner mindset or a curiosity mindset, just like I would encourage everybody to develop a consistent set of three or four behavioral questions when you interview people that could sound something like, hey, when was the last time you got in conflict with a peer and how did you resolve it? Or you had a buyer that signed the contract and then said they didn't want the product. What did you do about it? Or more importantly, you know, when was the last time you got some feedback, some developmental feedback from a peer or a boss? What was it and what did you do about it?
Yeah.
Right. So what I think we need to test for is this idea that that people have some kind of situational fluency is a word that we recognize that in the current environment, the answer comes out of the conversation. You can't know the answer going in. And a lot of salespeople are wired to know the answer going in.
But it's kind of funny. One of the ways that we test for this, so wholly agree with you. If you're not doing behavioral interviews already, get that in your arsenal. Get the scorecard to help bring objectivity to this hiring process, especially whenever you're talking about sales, because even bad salespeople look great on paper and interview well. And one thing here, you can suggest this one here, Brent, is I always say, hey, listen, you're out, adult beverage of choice with your best friend. They share with you that they're going to do something that you believe is the worst idea ever. They're going to just destroy their life if they do this. All right, I'm your best friend. I just dropped this on you. Talk me out of it. Go. And however they respond to that tells me what type of person they are.